the walk to Emmaus from Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. On the same day, two of Jesus' followers were going to a village named Emmaus, about 11 kilometers from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about all the things that had happened. As they talked and discussed, Jesus himself drew near and walked along with them. They saw him, but somehow did not recognize him. Jesus said to them, "What are you talking about to each other as you walk along?" They stood still with sad faces. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that have been happening these last few days?" "What things?" he asked. "The things that happened to Jesus of Nazareth," they answered. "This man was a prophet and was considered by God and by all the people to be powerful in everything he said and did. Our chief priests and rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and he was crucified. And we had hoped that he would be the one who was going to set Israel free. Besides all that, this is now the third day since it happened. Some of the women of our group surprised us. They went at dawn to see the tomb, but could not find his body. They came back, saying they had seen a vision of angels, who told them that he is alive. Some of our group went to the tomb and found it exactly as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then Jesus said to them, "How foolish you are! How slow you are to believe everything the prophets said! Was it not necessary for the Messiah to suffer these things and then to enter his glory?" And Jesus explained to them what was said about him in all the scriptures, beginning with the books of Moses and the writings of all the prophets. As they came near to the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going farther. But they called him back, saying, "Stay with us. The day is almost over, and it is getting dark." So he went in to stay with them. He sat down to eat with them, took the bread, and said the blessing. Then he broke the bread and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he disappeared from their sight. They said to each other, "Wasn't it like a fire burning in us when he talked to us on the road and explained the scriptures to us?" They got up at once and went back to Jerusalem, where they found the 11 disciples gathered together and saying, "The Lord is risen indeed. He has appeared to Simon." The two then explained to them what had happened on the road and how they had recognized the Lord when he broke the bread. This is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 to 25. "You call him Father when you pray to God, who judges all people by the same standing, according to what each has done. So then, spend the rest of your lives here on earth in reverence for him. For you know what was paid to set you free from the worthless manner of life handed down by your ancestors. It was not something that can be destroyed, such as silver or gold. It was the costly sacrifice of Christ, who was like a lamb, without defect or flaw. He had been chosen by God before the creation of the world, and was revealed in these last days for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from death and gave him glory, and so your faith and hope are fixed on God. Now that by your obedience to the truth you have purified yourselves and have come to have a sincere love for your fellow believers, love one another earnestly with all your heart. For through the living and eternal word of God, you have been born again as the children of a parent who is immortal, not mortal. As the scripture says, all human beings are like grass, and all their glory is like wild flowers. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord remains forever. This word is the good news that was proclaimed for you.
How far can you walk in one day? A couple of miles? Maybe two is not too difficult. 10 miles? Maybe more of a challenge. Jerusalem to Emmaus was about 11 kilometres, so around 6 to 7 miles. Not too far, maybe, for a day's walk for people who were used to walking. And people in biblical times generally walked to get where they wanted to go. And I doubt that those two disciples really noticed the distance. They were deep in conversation, talking about the happenings of the previous few days. Jesus crucified, the man they hoped would set Israel free. And to top it all, the women had found his tomb empty. Angels even said he was alive. The disciples included a stranger in their conversation, a man who drew up alongside them on the road. They took him into their confidence, feeling it was okay to admit that they had been followers of Jesus. And the man talked freely with them about the scriptures, how the whole of the Hebrew scriptures pointed towards the Messiah. So I want to take a quick look at some of those scriptures. And firstly, a psalm. And many of the psalms had language that pointed towards a Messiah. This one is Psalm 116. And part of it says, "The Lord saved me from death. He stopped my tears and kept me from defeat. And so I walk in the presence of the Lord in the world of the living." And then there's Isaiah, of course, and we always read Isaiah at Christmas, don't we, because it points the way to the Messiah, the suffering servant. And I'm going to read just a little bit from chapter 53. "But he endured the suffering that should have been ours, the pain that we should have borne. All the while we thought that his suffering was punishment sent by God. But because of our sins he was wounded, beaten because of the evil we did. We are healed by the punishment he suffered, made whole by the blows he received." And then just a little bit from the prophet Hosea. In Hosea it says, "The people say, let's return to the Lord. In 2 or 3 days, he will revive us, and we will live in his presence. Let us try to know the Lord." So one or two of the scriptures that Jesus may well have used when he was talking to the disciples. "And afterwards the disciples said, wasn't it like a fire burning in us when he explained the scriptures?" Jesus opened the minds of the disciples so that they understood the scriptures. He opened their eyes too when he sat with them, took bread, blessed it, and broke it. And they were so excited, they rushed back to Jerusalem. I wondered if they waited for the next day for the daylight, or if they walked all night in the dark. I guess, again, they didn't notice the distance because they had good news to tell. Do we always recognize Jesus present with us on our journeys through life? Jesus is interested in us. He wants to be with us in our joys and our difficulties. He wants to walk with us, comfort us, and guide us. But he also wants to change us. He leads us to new life. In Jesus Christ, we meet God, and we can know that we are loved and safe. In our second reading, we heard Peter say, "Through Christ, you believe in God." Through Christ, you believe in God. You have been born again. Sometimes I think we need to learn to trust that God has chosen us, each one of us. And we need to accept his love for each one of us. And then if we can feel secure in that love, we need have no fear about openly saying that we are followers of Jesus Christ. So how is your journey at the moment? Is your road straight and clear, pleasing to travel along? Are you inspired by the places you go and the people you meet? Or are you finding it difficult, needing to stop and reflect from time to time, look for help and guidance? Or are you so caught up in your troubles that you just stumble along, unaware of anything or anyone on the road? Perhaps Christ calls us to do what he did on that road to Emmaus. After all, God works through us, our hands and our feet, our minds and our voices. And if we are rooted in Christ and secure in the love of God, we can become signposts for other people. We can watch out for those who are struggling. We can join them on the road. Listen, excuse me, listen and talk and pray. We can help them to turn their feet in the right direction and enjoy their journeys. If it wasn't for the resurrection, there would be no Acts of the Apostles. The disciples would have had no good news to tell others. There would be no church, no journey for us to travel, no hope of everlasting life. But there is. The resurrection is central to our faith. We have a living Lord who has transformed the world and us. And he wants to take us all on a journey towards God, a journey of faith. And I think the Emmaus story teaches us two things, just like the disciples. It teaches us to open our minds and to open our eyes. Scripture is important. If we are to understand the Christian faith better, we need to study Scripture. We need to read our Bibles. And if we are to grow in that faith, It's something we need to do regularly, because the Bible helps us to learn about God and about his work in the world. It inspires us to become a part of God's story, and sometimes it can even make our hearts burn within us. It opens our minds. But what about our eyes? Our eyes are opened, just like the disciples. When Jesus makes himself known to us in the breaking of bread. In Holy Communion, which is set out for us today, Jesus invites us to recognize him as well as remember him. Jesus broke bread with his followers many times. That's why the disciples at Emmaus suddenly realized who he was, the stranger that had accompanied them along the road. Stranger no longer. The breaking of bread soon became a symbol of the Christian faith, a sacrament for us to share. For the disciples, the road to Emmaus was just a beginning. May each time we celebrate Holy Communion be a new beginning for us, one which sets us firmly in the right direction on the road. Amen.